Funding for Here and Now comes from WBUR Boston and Carbonite, automatic cloud backup for digital photos, music, documents, and other important files. Carbonite users can access their backed-up files online anytime and from anywhere. Learn more at carbonite.com. And the Maine Office of Tourism, offering travelers an opportunity to explore and discover their very own Maine thing, to be inspired, be adventurous, and be yourself. The journey begins at visitmaine.com.
It's Here and Now. 50 years ago, nearly everyone who died in the United States was buried. Today, just about half are cremated. Now, money is the primary reason. A typical cremation costs about $500 less than a typical burial, but demographics also play a role. Most people don't stay in the place where the traditional family plot in the hometown cemetery is located anymore. But as people rethink conventional burials, cremation is not the only option. Here and Now's Christina Sorensen reports on a San Francisco Bay Area startup's approach to burials.
Dennis White was 57 when his doctor gave him the news.
I have primary progressive aphasia.
That means parts of White's brain are shrinking, causing a gradual loss in the ability to process language and control movement. Doctors told White he might live another 5 to 7 years, and that was 6 years ago.
I can't talk or write. I can't climb stairs. Other than that, it's easy.
As his disease progressed, White started thinking about a very sobering question: what to do with his body when he died. White thought about cremation, but one day he was taken by a video he saw of a woman wearing a strange outfit, a body-hugging black suit covered with squiggly white lines. It was a TED Talk by artist J. Rim Lee.
So I'm here to explain why I'm wearing these ninja pajamas. And to do that, I'd like to talk first about environmental toxins in our bodies.
Lee goes on to describe the hundreds of environmental toxins that accumulate in our bodies, everything from plastic additives like bisphenol A to heavy metals such as lead and mercury.
So what happens to all these toxins when we die? The short answer is they return to the environment in one way or another, continuing the cycle of toxicity. But our current funeral practices make the situation much worse.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, goes the saying. But a typical burial today does everything possible to prevent a body from returning to dust. First, bodies are pumped full of embalming fluid, then placed in heavy caskets, and those get sealed in a solid concrete vault. And cremation isn't a particularly green alternative. One cremation burns enough fossil fuel to heat the average American home for a month, and the toxins in our bodies get pumped back into the atmosphere. Lee had a different idea.
I'm an artist, so I'd like to offer a modest proposal at the intersection of art, science, and culture. The Infinity Burial Project, an alternative burial system that uses mushrooms to decompose and clean toxins in bodies.
Lee says mushrooms occupy an interesting space in the biological world, right on the line between living and dead organisms.
Right, they're the master decomposers of the earth. They're present in every kind of decomposition situation.
Mushrooms help break down organic material so that it can then be used by plants. They also help capture heavy metals and other toxins and convert them to forms less hazardous to humans. That ninja suit J. Rim Lee was wearing in the TED Talk video, it's actually a burial suit. The squiggly white lines contain mushroom spores and other elements that can help speed up decomposition when the body is placed in the ground. No casket, no vault, no extras.
What we're proposing is that return of the nutrients to the soil and to the earth, all of that return is meaningful and beautiful, and there's value in that.
Dennis White was sold.
I like the video, and I sent an email to Jay right away.
White's email came at an important moment for Lee. Originally, she had created the mushroom suit as an art project. It was something to nudge people to confront their fear of death. But more than a million people had seen her TED Talk, and some of them wanted to buy the mushroom burial suits. So she formed a company called Coeo to manufacture and sell them, and with Dennis's email, the company had its first customer.
It's great. And mushroom-colored is perfect.
Lee has worked with White and his family on all the aspects of preparing for his burial, finding a cemetery that accommodates green burials, fitting him for a suit, and talking about how the family will deal with his death. White says it's been emotional for his family, but not for him.
We're all going to die sooner or later, but I happen to know approximately when.
White's condition has deteriorated substantially since I spoke with him, but he is still firmly committed to burial in the mushroom suit. He says when he goes, he wants to give back to the earth.